Good evening. This is Akashvani. I am Saira Mujtaba with the news at 9. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says WAVE Summit highlights India's creative strengths on a global platform. Government will not spare anyone involved in Pahalgam terror attack, says Union Home Minister Amit Shah. US Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth speaks with Defense Minister Rajnath Singh, emphasizes India's right to defend itself. GST collections surge by 12.6% to an all-time high of 2.37 lakh crore rupees last month. Election Commission introduces new initiatives aimed at improving accuracy of electoral rolls and making voting process more convenient. And in IPL T20 cricket, match underway between Rajasthan Royals and Mumbai Indians in Jaipur. And now the news in detail. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that the WAVE Summit has highlighted India's creative strengths on a global platform. He said that today India is emerging as a global hub for film production, digital content, gaming, fashion, music and live concerts. He said this after inaugurating the World Audiovisual and Entertainment Summit or WAVES 2025 at the Jio World Convention Centre in Mumbai. He noted that the global animation market has vast potential, currently valued at over $430 billion and projected to double in the next decade.
आज भारत फिल्म प्रोडक्शन डिजिटल कंटेंट गेमिंग फैशन और म्यूजिक का ग्लोबल हब बन रहा है लाइव कंसर्ट से जुड़ी इंडस्ट्री के लिए अनेक संभावनाएं हमारे सामने हैं आज ग्लोबल एनिमेशन मार्केट का साइज 430 बिलियन डॉलर से ज्यादा का है
मिस्टर मोदी अर्ज्ड स्टेकहोल्डर्स टू लीवरेज दिस एक्सपेंशन फॉर ग्रेटर इंटरनेशनल रीच He said that WAVES is not merely an acronym, but a wave representing culture, creativity, and universal connectivity. Emphasizing the immense potential of India's creative economy, Mr. Modi stated that in the coming years, its contribution to the country's GDP is set to increase significantly. The Prime Minister said that WAVES is attracting global attention as artists, innovators, investors and policymakers from over 100 countries have gathered under one roof. He lauded the WAVES Bazaar initiative, saying that it will encourage innovators and creators. Mr. Modi said that Indian films are now reaching every corner of the world and today Indian films are released in more than 100 countries.
100 से अधिक देशों के आर्टिस्ट, इनोवेटर्स, इन्वेस्टर्स और पॉलिसी मेकर्स एक साथ एक ही छत के नीचे एकत्र आए वेव्स ये सिर्फ एक्रोनिम नहीं है ये वाकई एक वेव है कल्चर की क्रिएटिविटी की यूनिवर्सल कनेक्ट की
Mr. Modi added that this is the right time to create in India and create for the world. He appealed to investors to invest in people, not just in platforms. Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav has said the WAVE Summit will create new economic opportunities. Addressing the inaugural session of the first WAVE Summit, Mr. Vaishnav said it will provide a global platform to creators and provide them with exposure to new technology. He said it will connect the creators to buyers and investors around the world. Various plenary sessions are also being organized at WAVES. Actor Akshay Kumar moderated a session titled Legends and Legacies, the Stories that Shaped India's Soul, where industry veterans Hema Malini, Mohan Lal and Chiranjeevi talked about storytelling, creativity and cultural legacy. While discussing the evolving nature of cinema, celebrated actor Mohan Lal opined that there is a very fine line between art cinema and entertainment cinema, as art films also have entertainment value. YouTube CEO Neil Mohan shared insights on the use of YouTube by Indian creators. He said that overseas viewers have consumed 45 billion hours of content created by Indian creators. He informed that in the last 3 years, YouTube has paid around 21,000 crore rupees, and in the next 2 years, the company will invest around 850 crore rupees. On the opening day of Waves 2025, a masterclass on brand building delivered by the Chief Strategy Officer of Ogilvy, Prem Narayan, offered deep insights into how culture can be harnessed to build brands that resonate with the Indian consumer. In his session titled, Culture as a Fuel to Build Brands, Mr. Narayan underscored the pivotal role of cultural relevance in shaping brand narratives and influencing consumer behavior. Actor and filmmaker Shah Rukh Khan has expressed his gratitude on behalf of the film industry to Prime Minister Narendra Modi for conceptualizing and bringing together the Wave Summit that has the potential to further strengthen the entertainment industry.
I think you always need, this is, first of all, it's outstanding that this initiative has come from the Honorable Prime Minister himself and he took the initiative. Otherwise, film industry wale to yehi rote rehte hain ki hum to industry status kab doge. And in times when I think filmmaking has become more difficult, it has become more and more arduous to be able to get audiences to come into theaters in large numbers because there's so many other platforms. So I think we should think of filmmaking as for all platforms.
And now our correspondent Prathna joins us live. Prathna, what were the highlights of the inaugural day at the Wave Summit?
Yes, Saira. So, let me just summarize of whatever happened the entire day. So, starting now, the opening day of the summit featured prominent global industry leaders, including YouTube CEO Neil Mohan, Adobe CEO Shantanu Narayan, and Reliance Industries CMD Mukesh Ambani, who spoke on India's promising media and entertainment growth trajectory in almost one voice. The summit, let us not forget our film stars, it saw a huge participation from the Bollywood. We had stalwarts like Rajnikant, Hema Malini, Shah Rukh Khan, Deepika Padukone, Alia Bhatt, Aamir Khan, Akshay Kumar, Allu Arjun, Karan Johar, and many more. Actor and filmmaker Shah Rukh Khan, on the behalf of the industry, spoke, and he spoke vividly at the immense possibility India holds as a film shooting destination, even a global film shooting destination. There were panel discussions, and most of them are very, very enlightening. The panel discussion was there, which was titled India MNE at 100, Reimagining the Future of Media and Entertainment. This explored the futuristic trends and challenges of the industry. There were key sessions that covered VFX, gaming, animation, and content creation, and various facets of content creation. Brand expert Prem Narayan from Ogilvy delivered a masterclass on brand building, while Gautam Anand of YouTube APAC moderated an influential discussion on creator-led economy and creator-led culture. The cinematic waves at Waves 2025, they held a heartfelt session remembering Manoj Kumar, a filmmaker, true nationalist, and paid tribute to India's one of most cinema's most iconic and patriotic voices, Manoj Kumar. Saira.
Right. Thank you so much, Prathna. Seemed like a very eventful day. This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download the News on AIR app. Welcome back. You're listening to News at 9. Home Minister Amit Shah today said that the government will not spare anyone involved in the Pahalgam terrorist attack. He made these remarks while addressing a gathering in New Delhi after unveiling a statue of Bodo leader Bodofa Upendranath Brahma and dedicating a road in his name on the occasion of his death anniversary, reiterating the government's resolve to uproot terrorism from every inch of the country. Mr. Shah said that the fight against terrorism will continue and those who have carried out this attack will receive a befitting reply.
नरेंद्र मोदी जी के नेतृत्व में चाहे उत्तर पूर्व हो चाहे वामपंथी उग्रवाद का क्षेत्र हो चाहे कश्मीर पर पड़ी आतंकवाद की छाया हो हर चीज का मजबूती के साथ हमने जवाब दिया और अगर कोई एक कायराना हमला कर ये समझता है कि हमारी बड़ी जीत है तो एक बात मन से समझ लीजिए ये नरेंद्र मोदी सरकार है किसी को बख्शा नहीं जाएगा इस देश की इंच इंच भूमि पर से आतंकवाद को मूल समेत उखाड़ने का हमारा संकल्प है और वो सिद्ध होकर रहेगा।
The Home Minister added that not only 140 crore Indians, but the whole world is standing with India in this fight. U.S. Secretary of Defense Pete Hegseth spoke to Defense Minister Rajnath Singh today and expressed his deepest sympathies for the tragic loss of lives in the terror attack at Pahalgam. Mr. Hegseth said that the U.S. stands in solidarity with India and supports its right to defend itself. He reiterated the strong support of the U.S. for India's fight against terrorism. During the conversation, Mr. Singh told the Defense Secretary that Pakistan has a history of supporting, training and funding terrorist organizations. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar met Culture Minister of Indonesia Fadli Zon this evening in Mumbai on the sidelines of the WAVE Summit. In a social media post, Dr. Jayashankar said, "Creative industry and cultural exchanges are a major component of India and Indonesia partnership." He also appreciated the sympathy and support of Indonesia on the Pahalgam terrorist attack. Goods and services tax, GST collections surged by 12.6% to an all-time high of 2.37 lakh crore rupees in April in comparison to the same month last year. According to government data, the central GST collection for the month stood at 48,634 crore rupees and state GST at 59,372 crore rupees. The integrated GST collection amounted to over 1 lakh crore rupees and cess was more than 13,000 crore rupees. GST revenue from domestic transactions rose 10.7% to about 1.9 lakh crore rupees, while revenue from imported goods was up 20.8% to 46,913 crore rupees. The Election Commission has introduced new initiatives aimed at improving the accuracy of electoral rolls and making the voting process more convenient for citizens. Our correspondent reports that these measures are in line with the initiatives envisaged by Chief Election Commissioner Gyanesh Kumar during the Conference of Chief Electoral Officers in March this year. We have a report.
The Commission will now obtain death registration data electronically from the Registrar General of India. This will ensure that electoral registration officers receive timely information about registered deaths. It will also enable booth-level officers to re-verify the information through field visits. To make voter information slips more friendly, the Commission has decided to modify their design. The serial number and part number of the voter will now be displayed more prominently. The Commission has also directed that all BLOs will be issued standard photo identity card to ensure that citizens can recognize and interact confidently with BLOs during voter verification and registration drives. With Suparna Sekia, Aman Yadav, Akashwani News, Delhi.
The Bharatiya Janata Party's OBC Morcha has welcomed the Union Cabinet's decision to conduct a caste census in the country. In a statement, BJP's OBC Morcha National President Dr. K. Lakshman thanked Prime Minister and said that this decision will empower the marginalized people in the country. Prime Minister Narendra Modi reached Kerala this evening for a two-day visit. He will dedicate the Vizhinjam International Port, India's first semi-automated port, to the nation tomorrow. He will visit the port's operations building and inspect the control systems. Youth Affairs and Sports Minister Mansukh Mandviya today felicitated and presented the Major Dhyan Chand Khel Ratna Award 2023 to badminton champions Chirag Shetty and Satvik Sairaj Ranki Reddy in New Delhi. In IPL cricket, the match is underway between Mumbai Indians and Rajasthan Royals at Sawai Mansingh Stadium in Jaipur. After put into bat first, Mumbai Indians were 204 for 2 in 19 overs when reports last came in. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says WAVE Summit highlights India's creative strengths on a global platform. Government will not spare anyone involved in Pahalgam terror attack, says Union Home Minister Amit Shah. U.S. Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth speaks with Defense Minister Rajnath Singh, emphasizes India's right to defend itself. GST collections surge by 12.6% to an all-time high of 2.37 lakh crore rupees last month. Election Commission introduces new initiatives aimed at improving accuracy of electoral rolls and making voting process more convenient. And an IPL T20 cricket match underway between Rajasthan Royals and Mumbai Indians in Jaipur. That's all in the news at 9. Good night.